This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Cambodia, a country in Southeast Asia with a population of about 15 million, is one of the world's largest exporters of garments. Its workers are denied basic human democratic and workplace rights. To highlight the plight of workers in Cambodia, the Labor Link podcast interviewed one of the country's most prominent labor activists. The podcast is hosted by Judy Gerhardt.
Talking about human rights situation in Cambodia, we believe that democratic thinking space is the main root cause to undermine the labor rights and human rights.
That's Tola Moon, the director of CENTRAL, the Center for the Alliance of Labor and Human Rights in Cambodia. My name is Judy Gerhardt, and this is The Labor Link, a podcast about workers' rights and global supply chains, where we share the personal stories and perspectives of the brave individuals organizing the workers who make our stuff. Cambodia is a place where the U.S. used trade and business incentives to advance systemic protections for apparel worker rights, yet the country's crumbling democracy has reversed those reforms. Increasingly, independent union leaders and worker advocates, including Tola Moon, have been charged for political crimes they didn't commit.
My name is Tola Moon. I work for Center for Alliance of Labor and Human Rights. It's a local non-governmental or non-profit organizations. In terms of the global supply chains, especially in the exporting countries, we need to build the power of the people to bargain for the better working condition, better living condition, better life for themselves and also the next generation of working people in the countries. At the same time, we advocate with the multinational company to be accountable for the worker through their global supply chain, especially during the pandemic. Unless we have a law that put the legal binding for the international company, the brand can make any excuse ignoring the exploitation, ignoring the violation of the workers' right or labor rights in the supply chain.
Apparel makes up more than 50% of Cambodia's export income. So even though the country is a relatively small player, the industry has a significant influence in Cambodia. Organizing in this sector, as CENTRAL does, directly challenges the economic and political power holders in the country. Since the pandemic, Prime Minister Hun Sen, who's been in power for 35 years, has enacted a draconian state of emergency law that severely restricts fundamental liberties. I asked Tola about how this is affecting workers.
During the pandemic, the government decided to shut down public gathering. We cannot organize protests. We cannot organize any campaign. But we use the food assistance program as the tool for our organizing. And then still engage civic education and advocate social movement unionism. Before the pandemic, we managed to meet like 100 people or 200 people. But now in order to reach 200 people or 100 people, we have to do it maybe 10 times or, 15 times. This is additional to the long years challenge of the labor activists or human rights activists who are facing criminalization, murder or physical violence. For me, if we can overcome the challenge, then it will become the inspiring actors to keep hope.
I hope Tola's interview will motivate more people in consumer countries to advocate for laws that hold global corporations accountable in their country of origin for the rights of workers making the stuff they sell. To learn more about CENTRAL's work in Cambodia, go to central-cambodia.org. This podcast is a collaboration between the Accountability Research Center and Empathy Media Lab.
To hear the full interview with Mr. Moon, visit empathymedialab.com.